WKJAN Sports.
Time for Check It Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, let's check high school baseball results from around the area last night. In Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Atlantic holding off Kemper Catholic 9-8 the final last night, Atlantic edging the Knights. Gunnar Bloom helping the offense out with a three-run homer for the Trojans last night. Also in the Hawkeye 10, Clarinda defeated Red Oak 11-0, Harlan over Denison 11-1. In non-conference play, Shenandoah beat East Mills 9-4, while Lewis Central was beating Thomas Jefferson 9-8. In the Western Iowa Conference Boys Baseball Tournament, Audubon beat AHST 10-0, Tri-Center topping Griswold 10-2. Missouri Valley beat Riverside 11-1 last night. In Rolling Hills Conference Baseball, Cam over Orient Maxburg 13-8. Walnut beat Adair Casey 10-4. Also around the area in boys baseball last night, ADM over Carroll 3-2. IKM Manning topping Whiting 10-5. Logan Magnolia beat West Harrison 5-3. Madrid over Guthrie Center 4-1. Nishna Botna beat Lennox 3-2. Van Meter over West Central Valley 11-2. And Villisca over Bedford by a score of 8-6. In girls' high school softball action last night in Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Atlantic over Kemper Catholic by a final of 7-2. Creston shut out Glenwood 6-0. Denison over Harlan 5-3. Red Oak beat Clarinda 9-8. Also, Shenandoah wins a non-conference game 13-4 over East Mills. In Rolling Hills Conference softball last night, Orient Maxburg beat Cam 1-0. Walnut over Adair Casey 10-1. In Western Iowa Conference, teams in action included Griswold, a non-conference winner, 18-7 over Sydney, while Underwood beat St. Albert 14-1. Also around the region in girls softball, Corning over Lamoni 12-5. Abe Lincoln beat Sioux City North 14-5. Logan Magnolia beat West Harrison 12-4. Madrid over Guthrie Center 12-2. Nottoway Valley beating East Union 12-1. Ogden beat Panorama 14-3. Van Meter over West Central Valley 13-3. And Villisca 14-9 winners over Bedford last night. At the College World Series, Ryan Stanek and Barrett Aston combine on a four-hitter as Arkansas beat South Carolina 2-1 at the College World Series last night, and that ends the Gamecocks NCAA tournament record winning streak at 22 games. The Gamecocks will have to beat Kent State on Wednesday to keep alive their hopes of winning a third straight national title. The Razorbacks earn 2 days off and need one more win to go to the best of three finals. Matt Vinson's RBI single in the fourth inning gave Arkansas a 2-0 lead. Evan Marzilli's two-out triple pulled the Gamecocks within a run in the fifth inning, but they got just one hit the rest of the way. Stanek allowed three hits and turned the game over in the seventh inning to Aston, who earned his 11th save of the season. Kent State scored four unearned runs and another on a wild pitch and then held off Florida's comeback bid in the ninth inning to eliminate the top-seeded Gators from the College World Series, posting a 5-4 victory Monday afternoon. The Gators loaded the bases with one out in the ninth inning against shaky relievers Michael Clark and Josh Pierce. Pierce fought back from a 3-0 count to strike out Casey Turgeon when Turgeon couldn't check his swing and got called out on an appeal to the third base umpire. Justin Schaefer then flew out to right to end that game. The Gators, who reached the College World Series finals last year, committed five errors in two games after coming to Omaha seventh in the nation in fielding. Florida's Hudson Randall left after the first inning because of heat-related symptoms. Ryan Boers got the win for Kent State, who's making its first College World Series appearance. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, the Yankees and the Mets don't often host games at the same time, but they put the fans in the Bronx and the Queens in a good mood last night. The Yankees made it 10 straight wins as C.C. Sabathia struck out 10, tossing a 7-hitter in a 6-2 win over Atlanta. Mark Teixeira and Robinson Cano added solo homers for the Bombers as they stretched their lead in the AL East to 2.5 games over Baltimore with a little help from the Mets. R.A. Dickey is the Majors' first 11-game winner of the season while becoming the first pitcher in nearly 24 years to toss consecutive one-hitters, throwing his latest gem in the New York Mets' 5-0 shutout of Baltimore last night. Dickey set a career high with 13 strikeouts, lowered his ERA to 2, and didn't allow a hit after Wilson Betemeet's 2-out single in the 5th inning. Toronto's Dave Steeb is the last pitcher with back-to-back one-hitters back in September of 1988. Ike Davis extended his hitting streak to 9 games with a grand slam to support Dickey, who's won his last 9 decisions and hasn't allowed an earned run since in his last 5 starts. That covers 41 2/3 innings. Elsewhere, San Francisco ace Matt Cain followed up his perfect game last Wednesday by allowing a single to the first hitter he faced. Cain also surrendered 3 runs on 6 hits and 4 walks in 5 shaky innings, but the Giants allowed him to improve to 9-2 on the year with a 5-3 win over the Angels. Cincinnati's 6-game win streak is over after Lonnie Chisenhall and Casey Kochman drove in 3 runs apiece, leading Cleveland past the Reds 10-9. The Indians are within a half game of the AL Central leading White Sox after the Cubs belted 5 homers in a 12-3 rout of the Pale Hose. Brian Lehair, Alfonso Soriano, Starlin Castro, Luis Valbuena, and Giovanni Soto all went deep to help the Cubs reach a season high for runs. Matt Harrison won his 5th straight decision, holding San Diego to a run and 6 hits over 6 innings in the Rangers' 2-1 win over the Padres. Milwaukee blew a 6-3 lead just before Aramis Ramirez homered in the 7th inning to give the Brewers a 7-6 win over Toronto. Brian Bixler smacked his first big league homer and drove in a career-high 3 runs on 3 hits in Houston's 9-7 win over Kansas City. And Aaron Hill became the 5th Arizona Diamondback to hit for the cycle when he homered in the 7th inning of a 7-1 rout of Seattle. A Los Angeles Angels ace Jared Weaver will return home from the disabled list Wednesday to pitch against the San Francisco Giants. Angels manager Mike Socha announced the plan before Monday's game with the Giants, adding that Weaver will only throw 80 to 90 pitches. Weaver's been out since leaving his May 28th start against the Yankees after just 12 pitches. He's 6-1 with a 2.61 earned run average this season. Also, Texas Rangers slugger Josh Hamilton wasn't in the lineup for Monday night's game against the Padres, although manager Ron Washington said he would be available as a pinch hitter. Hamilton was released from a hospital Saturday after becoming dehydrated because of an intestinal virus. Tampa Bay's Evan Longoria ended a minor league rehab assignment at AAA Durham after one at-bat last night due to discomfort in his left hamstring. The 3-time All-Star third baseman has been on the 15-day disabled list since May 1st because of partially torn hamstring, and he didn't want to push it by continuing to play. Cincinnati third baseman Scott Rolen went 2-for-4 with a couple of RBIs against Cleveland after he was activated from the disabled list last night. He's been out since May 12th with a sore right shoulder. The Chicago Cubs have placed pitcher Ryan Dempster on the 15-day disabled list because of tightness in his right lat muscle. Dempster says the injury is something he's been dealing with since a June 5th start at Milwaukee, where he began his current string of 22 consecutive scoreless innings. Dempster becomes a free agent after the season and is expected to be dealt before the July 31st trade deadline. Once again, Roger Clemens picked up a victory with some help from his defense. The 7-time Cy Young Award winner has been acquitted on all charges that he obstructed and lied to Congress when he denied using performance-enhancing drugs as a fastballing pitcher. The decision came after the defense attacked the credibility and integrity of Brian McNamee, the government's key witness and the only person to claim firsthand knowledge of Clemens using steroids and HGH. The 49-year-old was charged with 2 counts of perjury, 3 counts of making false statements, and 1 count of obstructing Congress when he testified at a deposition and at a nationally televised hearing in February of 2008. The charges centered on his repeated denials that he used steroids and human growth hormone during a 24-year career that produced 354 wins and a record 7 Cy Young Awards. The verdict was the latest blow to the government's legal pursuit of athletes accused of illicit drug use. It comes 1 year after home run king Barry Bonds was found guilty on only 1 count of obstruction of justice, with the jury deadlocked on whether Bonds lied to a grand jury when he denied knowingly taking performance-enhancing drugs. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff at the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of 2 full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Ohio State has apparently learned a lesson from the Jim Tressel debacle. The university has completed a 7-year contract with the new football coach, Urban Meyer, that's worth at least $4 million per year. It also includes specific requirements for reporting violations of NCAA rules. The Buckeyes received a 1-year bowl ban for NCAA rules violations under Tressel, who stepped aside before the start of the 2012 season. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has heard appeals from the 4 players he suspended in the Saints bounty case. Goodell met at NFL headquarters with Saints linebacker Jonathan Vilma, defensive end Will Smith, Packers defensive end Anthony Hargrove, and Browns linebacker Scott Fujita. Vilma left first after about an hour. The linebacker's attorney, Peter Ginsburg, calls the hearing a sham and says Goodell failed to present the evidence on which he based his decision to impose Vilma's season-long suspension. Vilma says he doesn't know how he can get a fair process when the commissioner is the judge, jury, and executioner. One of the NFL's best-ever running backs has retired. LaDainian Tomlinson signed with the Chargers and announced he's hanging up his cleats after 11 NFL seasons, 9 of which he spent in San Diego. Tomlinson leaves as the NFL's fifth-leading ball carrier with 13,684 yards. He scored 145 touchdowns and was the league's MVP in 2006. Tomlinson was drafted in the first round by San Diego in 2001. He ended his playing time with 2 seasons in a New York Jets uniform. Well, the Charlotte Bobcats have dipped into the college ranks to find their new head coach. 2 people familiar with the decision tell the Associated Press that the Bobcats have hired St. John's assistant Mike Dunlap. That news comes as a bit of a surprise because Dunlap was not one of the team's original 3 finalists. He was originally one of the 10 candidates to interview for the job, but the team trimmed the list to former Utah coach Jerry Sloan, Indiana assistant coach Brian Shaw, and Los Angeles Lakers assistant coach Quinn Snyder. In tennis news, the ATP says David Nalbandian has been fined the maximum $12,560 and was placed under police investigation for assault after kicking an advertising board and injuring a line judge during the Queen's Club final. He was also stripped of his $57,350 in prize money. London police, meanwhile, say they are investigating a complaint of assault filed against Nalbandian, who was defaulted from Sunday's match against Marin Cilic in the grass court Wimbledon warm-up event. Police are declining to say who made the complaint. The line judge or any member of the public who witnessed the event in person or on television could have filed that complaint. Well, IndyCar will reduce the downforce in the cars for the race at the Iowa Speedway Saturday night. The decision was announced yesterday and will reduce downforce by about 9%. IndyCar Vice President of Technology Will Phillips says reducing the downforce makes the cars difficult to drive, and most of the drivers have been asking for that challenge. The drivers unanimously voted for less downforce 2 weeks ago at Texas to eliminate the pack racing that develops on the high-banked ovals. Aside from the reduction of downforce and the removal of the rear wicker, IndyCar will use the same short oval aerodynamic package that it used last weekend at Milwaukee. IndyCar also said it will set the fields for Friday night's qualifying heat races by lap times recorded in the second practice session. And athletes who use wheelchairs to compete in sporting events are taking part in a camp at the University of Northern Iowa this week. The 6th annual camp features competitive and recreational activities, all for athletes with a physical disability. Mike Boone, director of Adaptive Sports Iowa, says many participants don't realize what they can achieve until they're matched with the right equipment.
They can go out and, you know, ride ragbri. They can go out and participate in a track meet. They can go rock climbing. You know, there's so many different things that, you know, we take for granted, but someone with a physical disability, they need to be connected with those technologies to realize that, yes, that they can do this as well.
The camp runs 4 days and is staffed by experienced athletes and coaches from Iowa and Illinois. Boone says this group of people is often overlooked when it comes to providing healthy opportunities. As the state launches its Blue Zones campaign, he urges organizers to be more inclusive and to help attract people who are in wheelchairs.
It's hard to do that if you completely negate the demographic that more often than not is the most unhealthy demographic, that being the physically disabled group. In some of the research that I found, 1 in 10 people nationally that have a physical disability engage in daily activity. That means 90% of the demographic doesn't do any kind of daily activity.
During the camp, participants in wheelchairs get involved in a host of sports, including basketball, rock climbing, and various track and field events. Boone's company donates a dozen sports chairs and several hand cycles for the campers to use. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.